92 degrees, 68. Partly cloudy skies in Manhattan this morning at KMAN.
This is In Focus on News Radio 1350 KMAN.
Welcome into In Focus, News Radio KMAN. I'm your host, Brandon Peoples. Dave Lewis joining me on the other side of the glass producing things today. And got a good show lined up for you. Later on in the program, we will get a preview of some free cancer screenings going on this weekend in Manhattan. But we're going to start off the first three segments of the show dedicated to the Manhattan Area Chamber of Commerce. And we've got President and CEO Jason Smith in studio. Glad to have you once again.
Good to be here. What's up, fellas? Hi. This is chamber weather. I know last time I did not claim the 150 degree heat, but we will just claim this.
You understand how to roll with the punches with the weather, don't you?
Absolutely. That's part of being the chamber guy. You have to always address the weather. I actually got this question the other day. It was pouring down rain, and somebody grabbed me and said, "Now, is this Chamber of Commerce weather?" And I said, "It is Lawrence Chamber of Commerce weather."
But, you know, I tell you what, things look green around the area. Crops are doing well, yeah. At least the fall crops. Corn's looking good.
Yep.
Soybeans are looking good.
Yep.
The prairie looks good.
It is great out there right now.
Rain can be nice, but not like what they had in, you know, by Hayes
last
week.
That was nasty.
Yeah.
So anyway, it's great to be here. It's great to see you guys.
Good to have
you. I appreciate your optimism that this is going to be a good show. So it's always great to start off with that attitude. And I brought a guest today. So
yes, Sharla Meisenheimer, Director of Membership with the Chambers, in studio with us. Thanks for being here.
Absolutely. I always love to come and be with you guys.
Yeah, we love having you guys here. And you guys really, I think you win the best dressed category here. You guys are always well-dressed when you come in here. You and Dennis Butler from the RCPD, about probably the top.
You know, Brandon, it doesn't take much to outdress a radio guy.
No, it doesn't, because, you know, no one can see what we're wearing. I'm not wearing shorts. I actually dressed kind of okay today, but...
Yeah. Jason, how's the purple wardrobe coming along?
You know what? I actually was invited to a get-together Saturday night where we were celebrating the near beginning of football season, and I bought my very first Kansas State Wildcat shirt and pulled it out and wore it for all my friends to see, and... super excited about football season, and
you're a better man for it.
I felt better.
Yeah,
I did. I felt absolutely wonderful.
You've reached a whole new level of success.
Yeah, I am excited for football season. Let's see. Let's see the Wildcats get out there and win 11 games.
Hey, that would be something.
Wow, that's optimistic.
Yeah, I'm excited about it.
You got that whole optimism aspect just running entirely through the show today, don't you?
I'm ready. Let's go. What are we going to talk about, Brandon?
Well, let's start with new businesses. As I understand, you know, we're going to bring this segment back here to the Chamber show.
We are. And as I mentioned the last time, one of the challenges that we realized early on in this process was that I was having difficulty figuring out where everything was and describing it. So I appreciate the 2 months or so to get used to the community and know where everything is. We're going to start off talking about recent ribbon cuttings that we've had. I guess we'll start Furnished by Astor House, which is west of Manhattan in Keats, and they have been open for a while, but they opened a showroom, so you can go out and look at some of the products that they have. They do design, they do interior decorating for people, and for those who don't know, it's in the old school, so it's
amazing space.
They have redone that. Actually, they live there, but then in the back on the bottom, I guess where the gymnasium used to be, is the showroom now, and it's really awesome. We went out and did double ribbon cutting for Blue River Family Medicine and Women's Health Group, and both those entities are east of town on 24, and they have really cool space out there and did a really good job building new facilities. Also, east of town was another ribbon cutting at Axe to Grind, and that is one of the hatchet throwing groups. I'm sure Dave's already been out there and thrown some hatchets, but... that is one of two, and we'll talk about the other in just a minute. We did a ribbon cutting for Ascension Via Christi. They opened a new area, or redid a new area in their rehab that has workout equipment and spaces for rehab. We had like three in a row ribbon cuttings west of town. So we did two in one day for Wainwright Eye Care and Edward Jones, which is Catherine McKinney, and they're next door to each other. I just went blank on the street. What's the street?
Vanesta.
So they're out on kind of the Kimball, Vanesta area. And then we went out and did another ribbon cutting, same area for Craft Dentistry. And that's a gentleman who's been in business in Junction City for a number of years and moved to Manhattan to expand his customer base. And so that was a great opportunity to meet a guy who actually was interesting. He has been a long supporter of MATC and actually donated his old equipment to MATC for their dental assistant program. So that was cool. One of the more unique ribbon cuttings was a business that opened on Fort Riley Boulevard called Board and Brush. And quite frankly, we were a little concerned because they wanted to do a ribbon cutting Friday night at 6:30, which usually is death in terms of people attending. It was, well, she had a customer base, it looked like, already ready to jump in there. And so we had 125 people lined up out in front of her store to come in as soon as the ribbon was cutting. So wow. She did a great job getting people out to open that business. And I'm a little, I don't know that I can describe it great, but it's basically you can go in and do a craft that is kind of boards based, and you can paint different things on it, kind of a sign, and you can do parties, or you can go in and she can help you do one. But it's kind of a extension of the wine and paint deal. This is more crafty and a little more work. I don't know if I'm described that accurately.
No, you did great. And she's got a great Facebook page that actually shows some of the different products that you can do. So you might think of it as a sign that might be like coffee and conversation above your coffee bar, or family established on whatever day, so that the year you got married, or some different things like that. So all sorts of stuff on their Facebook page that can show you to do that. So awesome. You're right. And she does stuff for like corporate get-togethers. So if you're looking for a corporate get-together fun time with your staff, give her a call.
Let me run through these upcoming ones real quick. There's a nonprofit called Girls on the Run that they are doing a ribbon cutting. And then there, Manhatchet, which is the other hatchet throwing company, they're doing one coming up next week or 2 weeks. IE Discoveries, which is a play with a purpose, so educational play area for kids. And they're out on Vanesta as well, and they just opened. Amicus, which is Gail Urban's new wealth management group, She's opened a new place, 923 Westport Place. Richie's Flooring, which is they're opening a new showroom, 8859 Green Valley Road. Let's see, Paradox Design, which is a relocation, 727 Points. Metal Arc Hills, we're going to help them with an expansion opening. And VFW Auxiliary is completing a stone pathway that will recognize World War II vets, and that is at the Valley View Memorial Gardens, which is out on East 24, and then McNary Chiropractic, which is at 404 Humboldt. So those are our ribbon cuttings. Couple other updates on projects that you might have seen. Sorry about rattling the papers there. ZL Smoothie is a group that's opened in part of the old Wahoo Fire and Ice location, or will open in October. Walter Morgan Construction is still working on their new building at the Manhattan Business Park. The Conference Center is still on the boards. They have not broken ground on that, but the expansion of the Conference Center is supposed to be taking place later this fall, as is the opening of H&M at the mall, which will be later this fall as well. Genesis Health Club is getting up and running. MBAF has had their first hires, and they were real pleased with the pool of applicants that they received, which I think is great news for our community that they're out talking about that and how great their pool of applicants were, which was exciting. And then just a couple of residential projects that have gained some attention. There will be a new 33-unit apartment complex going next to the 12B complex on Anderson, and that'll be 33 units, so they'll have 70 total units in that development, four-story. And then I think most of everybody now has seen the proposed Anderson Village project, which is just to the west of Aggieville, 700 beds, over 700 beds. And then over 100 hotel rooms that's now being discussed, as well as some parking. So those are the kind of projects that are out there right now, and just wanted to recognize some of the ones that we have had ribbon cuttings. We will hopefully, we're looking forward to another potential project announcement either later this month or in September that we worked in collaboration with Wamego. It'll be kind of our first Region Reimagined project, and it'll be announced in Wamego later in the fall, and we're real excited about that.
That project in specifically down on Anderson Avenue, where is that at? It's all just kind of speculation at this point, isn't it?
It is. Yeah, they have not even approached – well, they've not even gone in front of any governing boards at the city yet. They've just had their community meetings. And so they're visiting right now, I think, with the city staff to look at the various aspects. I'm not sure this specifically, but I believe that they're doing a traffic study right now. But they did have a public meeting with the neighbors, and it's a very aspirational, aggressive project. That's a large construction opportunity in that neighborhood. It would add more people, of course, down to, in that Aggieville area. So we're watching it closely, and obviously. The chamber has not historically taken a stance on individual developments like that. We're more kind of big picture and working ahead of time on zoning issues and building issues, and not so much on, oh yeah, this project or that project. So
okay, well yeah, it's definitely something to keep watching how that develops. A lot of diversity there. You mentioned the axe throwing and the hatchet throwing. That just kind of complement some of the entertainment options in our community.
Yeah, it seems to be right now something that people are really excited about. Not just in Manhattan, I'm seeing it in some other communities where I've been and that they're opening. In fact, there was a group, a young professionals group that I helped start, and I noticed their event this month was going to be hatchet throwing. So apparently it's something that is sweeping the nation, and people are excited about it. And I have not done it yet, so I can't speak to it. I don't know if Charlotte has, but I've been told that it relieves a lot of stress.
I wondered if, you know, when you did the ribbon cutting, if you used the big chamber scissors or if you just throw a hatchet or instead.
Well, the first time
you want it to be cut, right?
Yeah.
If you want it to be cut, you better do the scissors, because you know if Jason's throwing it, it ain't going to happen.
Well, I'm not for sure I could find ribbon holders if we're going to throw a hatchet at it.
You can figure it out.
Sure.
Yeah, I would not. I think Dave's right. I would not stand around me when I'm throwing a hatchet. That seems really.
It's not
dangerous.
As difficult as you might think, but it is fun.
Okay,
I enjoyed heck out of it.
I plan to go do it. I just haven't had a chance to go try doing it.
Yeah, yet, so. Manhatchet was up at the Riley County Fair and also out of Country Stampede.
Yep, that's right.
And that was a lot of fun. That was a whole lot of fun. Just nonsensical type stuff.
Well. It's everybody needs a stress reliever, right? And that if throwing hatchets at the board helps relieve stress, that's awesome.
You know, when they start putting pictures of people on the boards.
Well, I asked if we could do that, and
I'm not even going to ask who you want to put up there. But
yeah, I was told that would not be something that they would be willing.
I've got an entire photo album to take along with me.
I do too, actually. Dave, you and I,
have some fun.
Yeah, I think we're copacetic.
Okay.
Let's take a break. We'll come back more with the Chamber after this on News Radio KMAN.